AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Five fired Memphis police officers have pleaded not guilty in the death of Tyree Nichols. Ed Donahue has the story.
Judge James Jones Jr. asked for patience and civility.
It's important for you all to understand that the state of Tennessee, as well as each one of these defendants, have an absolute right to a fair trial.
The officers were fired after an internal investigation of Nichols' arrest. He died in a hospital 3 days later. Nichols' beating was caught on video.
I feel very numb right now.
Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, says she will be in court every day.
I want each and every one of those police officers to be able to look me in the face. They haven't done that yet. They couldn't even do that today. They didn't even have the courage to look at me in my face.
All five are out on bond. Their next hearing is set for May 1st. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says a plume of chemicals that spilled into the Ohio River after a train derailment 2 weeks ago has broken up and is no longer a concern. Residents near the disaster site, however, have complained about lingering headaches and irritated eyes. DeWine says the state will open a medical clinic there early next week. Meantime, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the rail company is being held to account.
EPA has secured Norfolk Southern's commitment to cover all the cleanup costs, which is incredibly important, and they're requiring the railroad to document the release of hazardous containments.
Norman Hall now with news of a mass shooting.
A 52-year-old man is in custody and faces charges in connection with six fatal shootings in the small town of Arca Butler, Mississippi. Officials say the shootings happened at a convenience store and at two homes. The suspect is believed to have acted alone, but no motive has been cited.
And the military has finished recovering debris from the Chinese balloon shot down off the Carolina coast. The FBI now analyzing it. This is AP News. There's a crackdown in the Indian state of Assam on child marriages.
An awareness campaign against child marriage aims to educate against a centuries-old tradition still alive, particularly in remote areas. Organizer Miguel Dascoia cautions that without education, the practice will be hard to stop.
Timely law enforcement is important, as well as sustained community action, sustained social protection measures for children, especially in vulnerable communities.
Meanwhile, standing outside a police station, 19-year-old Nureja Khatun is anxious. She sees her husband, Akbar Ali, as he shuffles into a police van. Khatun had relied on Ali, with whom she'd eloped when she was 17, to take care of her. With the crackdown, she and many other women worry their families will be unable to survive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.